Rabbi Sai, we are up to Tov Tzadi Zayin Tziv Zayin, and we have been discussing over the last couple of evenings the halachas of Achron of Yom Tov, more specifically which animals can be consumed on Yom Tov. We've learned there's always two things we've got to focus on. One is the shayla of Tzad, and one is the shayla of Mukta. Let us see more now. Siv Zayin. Shokol Chayav Oif Shemachusarim Tzeda. With regards to any other animals which are unconfined, Mechusarim Tzeda, Shetzorich Loima, which you have to specify and say on them, Hove Mitzoyda Vinutzidenu, any that need a kind of designation and a preparation, any that need a kind of statement, Hove Metzuda, get a trap, Vinutzidenu will catch it, will trap it. Also, the Tzudon, you may not trap this animal, Vritel if name is Oinois, and give food in front of those animals. V'kol she'ein mechusarin tzeda, and any animal which are already trapped and confined, mutal et sudan velitin if name is oinos, you'd be allowed to trap them, to further confine their environment, velitin if name is oinos, and give in front of them more food. So, this is very much a repeated statement of the concepts and the halachas we have covered previously, that any animal which is confined already is considered trapped already. You therefore do not need to worry about trapping them because they are already considered trapped. Anything which is in a confined area. And the Mishnah Berurah goes into slightly more details, and he says as follows, they've got new tests. See what we wrote in Simon Shin Tes Zayin in Ziv Kotten Dalet to define what exactly is considered Tzod, what exactly is considered the Melacha of trapping. And there we have explained and discussed the call, any animal that cannot be trapped, that cannot be caught, peritza achas, in one go. I think Rabbi Kagan, what was the nusach that you used a couple of evenings ago? I think you said it. Was it you? No? That any, the definition of tzot is if you can catch it in one go. He says peritza achas, which means in one attempt, in one running, in one go. Elo shetzorich le'nofesh kodim shigenu. But you may need a minute before you reach it. Now he continues with regards to birds also, if it is in a very narrow area, in a very small environment, which you can catch b'shchiyah achas in one stretch, mikol mokem, nevertheless, imachaloin, if the window, or a gag, or the skylight, pasuach, is open, that he can escape and fly away through that, also letzudo, it would be also to trap it from there. So here again, what we are doing is we're defining the melacha of tzot. If it is confined already, then you may take it on Yom Tov for slaughter and human consumption. If it wouldn't be able to be trapped in one go, then it would be also. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kotten Chof, it's very nice because it just reminds us of the concept again, Mutal Tzud, you know, to trap it, but still we've got to think about the other aspect. The other aspect of Kump is being Mukta. So it's fine that the bird is in a small area, fine, you want to eat that bird, very nice. So it's trapped already, but still have got to take care of the problem of Mukta. So Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kotten Chof tells us, Mutal Tzud, that's if you have prepared it in advance, you have specified it, you have designated it, you have invited it, she is minam, to let Moshe Mukta, then there is no problem of Mukta. But if you haven't designated it prior to Yom Tov, also the Tafson, you'd be allowed to take it because it's Mukta. Sherasurim Gamatiltul, because it's still Mukta. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah now continues, with in the same theme. Ayolu tzvi, he've got a deer. Shekinu bepardes, which they were dwelling in a field. And they had young deer being born. They gave birth to young deer, aforim, v'adainim k'tanim, and they are tiny. She'ein tzichim tzeda, they don't need tzeda, they don't need to be trapped. Mutorim b'loy zimun, they would be permitted without zimun. V'davka, this is specifically, b'pardes in a field, hasamuch le'ir, which is close to the city, b'soich shivim am, within the 70 Amos, the daite aleu, because your mind is on them. You have kind of you have a conscious awareness about those young deer. Ve'oim, however, when it comes to the mother deer, what's the word of a mother deer? Is it called a deer? Or is another word for it?
Maybe a doe.
All right. Ve'oim afilu b'loy zimun, even without this designation, ein moila. You can't take it, even if you have done the zimun, even if you've designated it prior to Yom Tov, you can't take her. Because it's mechusar tzeda. It's so nice, it's so in line, it's so consistent over here. The Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that if you've got a family of deers in your back garden, you'd be allowed to take the, what are the deer, young deer called? There must be a name for that too.
Fawn.
You're allowed to take the fawns, but you can't take the fawns. Why is that? Because in terms of tzedah, there's no problem of tzedah. Why not? Why is there no tzedah?
That's easily catchable.
Absolutely, they're slow. They're newborns. They are not very. They're not very fast. I think they do grow up very, very fast, but the first period of their life, they're very, very, they're not particularly fast and swift and agile, and therefore they're trapped already. They are naturally considered trapped, because you can easily catch them, you can easily trap them. Subsequently, they are considered trapped, you can take it. Now, in terms of mukta, it's also fine. Because since they were newborns, you had them in mind, you thought you're going to end up eating them, you thought you may end up shechting them, and therefore they are both in terms of the tzad and in terms of mukta, they are considered designated already, and you can take them. Now that's in terms of the young, but in terms of the deer, of the adults, of the mother, you can't. Even if you've designated it before Yom Tov, you still cannot take it, because it's not mechusar tzeda. You can't catch a deer in one go. You cannot catch any deer in one attempt. It's therefore considered a problem of tzeda, probably on a Torah level. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot Chavalev Bepardes in a field. Kodu, it's talking about a fenced area. Shumokam Amishtama, which is a guarded environment. Shenav Lodyo Cholotzeis, that the baby cannot escape the young deer. Lotzeis Mishom Vekal Letzudu, and it's very easy to, you can easily trap it. Mutoim Beloi Zimun, they are permitted without designation, the mistoma daite aleu, because the your mind is on it. Called shoshe itzarech. Bezoich shivim, within, that's all within a field which is 70 amas close to you, to the urban area. 70 area. V'abot tfachim plus another 4 tfachim. K'dal b'simon shinun ches, because it's all in line with the halachas of Eruvin. You've got to have it right next to the urban area, next to the city. And that, because that will make it the daite aleu, that your mind is on it. Since the place is close to home, you see them visually constantly, you don't take your mind away from them. You have a subconscious kind of awareness about them, you may want them. So when we say that these animals are that they're considered no mukta, and they're considered set aside for consumption. That's only if they're 70, if they're nearby your house. Because if they're near your house, nothing to do with the Helchas Eruvin, really. It's just because they are nearby, they're within 70 amas, you know them, you see them, they're in your mind. And therefore, subconsciously, you had in mind, perhaps, to eat them on Yom Tov. But if it's far away, then you need a specific designation. He's on and in. If you designate them, then of course you can eat them. He lies on in life. You doesn't designate them; they remain mukta. Okay, and that leaves us to Sif Tes, top of page 210. Yoine shayvach v'yoine aliyah. If you've got pigeons, birds, which were in cages. And these are birds which have nested in nests. These are earthenware nests, tailor-made nests to encourage birds to nest there and to be there. So also the children, you wouldn't be allowed to take the birds from there. You're not to take it from there. Therefore, the zimun also won't help from them. There's a problem there that you can't trap them. Since you can't trap them, there's additionally a problem of mukta as well. That's if they are adult, large birds. But if you're talking about smaller ones, then if they cannot even fly, if they are not very mobile, they're not very... they're not mobile. Then you could. They are considered trapped already. Since they're considered trapped, so there's no shail of obviously of tzedah, and consequently, you're allowed to take them because they're not considered mukta either. Mutar atzudan aval zimun tzichim, but at the end of the day, you still need zimun to designate them. So in terms of mukta, in terms of tzod, it's fine because they can't. If they're small, they cannot fly off. So you can have them. If they're big, they can fly off. It's tzedah. But if they are small, they're not going to fly off, so you can take them. Now, in terms of mukta, you're right, mukta would be an issue, but if you designate it, and you have them in mind prior to Yom Tov, then they're not a problem, because they're set aside, and therefore they're not mukta. So that's that. Okay, so let's summarize what we learned this evening. We learned about the animals generally, any animal which can be caught in one go, in one attempt, is considered fine. It's not considered tzod. Whether it's a bird, whether it's a mammal, whether it's any sized animal, really. By the way, that, I just want to mention about insects. Flies, bees... and all of that. What do you think about this issue of tzot? To have a fly and you want to trap it into a cup? Is that a problem of tzot?
Yes.
Absolutely. You normally can't, even if you're very... you're an expert. You can't normally trap them in one go. There would be a problem with salt. I also want to mention spiders and other creepy crawlies that you may find. You may want to remove. You cannot. Besides the question of bosses. Besides that, never mind. Just in terms of salt, would you be allowed to take a spider and take it on a tissue, on a cup, anything like that, and remove it? Let's say outside of your house, even assuming you're not killing it. Would you be allowed to do that?
If it walks on by itself,
I think that it
does. Is that trapping it? I don't know.
If it poses a danger, or if it's going to be ruining the whole wedding of Shabbat, I think it would be possible to remove it outside.
Yeah, so obviously if it's a dangerous animal, is obviously it goes without saying that you've got to remove it, even if it's a soft fake danger. If it's like the kind of, I don't know, any spiders that you know that they're not dangerous, now will they rule your own Shabbos? If you look away, that you're probably not going to get a problem on a Shabbos. So I want to point out, I heard this years ago, and it is very true, that you've got to be careful. If you want to remove it, you've got to make sure... If for whatever reason you don't have a problem with bosses and mukta, if you want to remove it, you may not take an insect and take it high up and then take it out like this, because because at that point it's confined, it's restricted, its movement. If it's a kind of animal that will not jump off, which many of them will not, so then you've actually done tzad. But if you keep it, let's say, next to the ground, next to the floor, then it could in theory just walk off, and it could just crawl out, then it's fine. But to lift it up high in a way that it will not jump off, you're over problematic on melaches tzad. Something to keep in mind. Right, we may address this another time, but I just want to throw it in over here. We spoke also about the deers, the difference between the adults and the young deer, and we said all if it's in the area near home. We spoke about the birds and all the consistent rule that if it's you can trap it in one go, then it won't be salt. Right. Okay. I wish you good evening.